This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, April 30. What's next? Our reading comes from Mark chapter 16. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. These final sentences in Mark 16 have left a lot of people puzzled. We might wonder if maybe Mark misplaced the last page of his book or if it later got lost. The ending seems hasty and even gloomy. We'd expect the women to be happy and eager to spread the news of Jesus rising, but instead they are silent and afraid. As noted earlier this month, we can be thankful that many other Bible passages help to explain the resurrection. And the books of Matthew, Luke, and John share other details of what happened next and how others met the risen Jesus that day and in the weeks ahead. In blunt honesty, though, Mark describes the reality of that day. The resurrection of Jesus was so alarming that it brought disorientation and fear. This also shows that the women did not yet have the comfort and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Instead of leaving us thrilled, Mark's account challenges us to search out the rest of the story and to figure out how God calls us to respond to the risen Jesus. The resurrection has set in motion a new chapter that is still being told, still unfolding. And we enter into the story ourselves as we listen and follow where Jesus leads next. How has Easter and the risen Lord affected your life? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for patiently leading us, especially when we are afraid. Guide us in following you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.